At this date in history, we're doing this now. We're doing this.
This is exciting.
It is. It's incredibly interesting, is what it is. Okay. In 1947, how many years ago is that? Gosh, almost 80. That's 78 years ago today. Meet the Press premiered on NBC TV. That's the longest running show in television history.
Wow. Okay.
Meet the Press, 78 years. Still on. I don't watch it anymore. I used to. We talked about it yesterday. I used to watch Anthony Weiner was on there. We were talking about him yesterday.
Yeah.
I liked it when it was hosted by Tim Russert. The host since then, I don't even know who hosts it anymore. I used to watch it every Sunday morning religiously.
Yeah, you and our buddy Weather Dave would compare notes.
Yep.
Always. And I never liked the host after. Russert was he was perfect. He was so good at it. Likeable, yet he would go to either side and challenge Democrats or Republicans. And since then, I don't think they've had the person to do it. They had Chuck Todd for a while, and he got run
Kristen
out.
Kristen Welker doing it? Is that
who it is?
The current host?
That's probably right.
Think so?
She's an NBC. Yeah, that's probably right.
That's astonishing. What's the second? Is 60 Minutes the next most longest running show?
About 2020.
I thought 60 Minutes was before 2020.
I used to hear, remember the host of 2020, Hugh Downs?
Yeah.
At one point, and this is back when I was in like high school, the trivia question was who has spent the most hours on television? And it was Hugh Downs. I thought Johnny Carson, but it was Hugh Downs at that time. Now, since then, I wonder if anybody's passed him. Who's on TV like all the time?
Steve Harvey.
Yep.
It's Steve Harvey.
All the time.
Well, you know, and now, like, I will watch these guys in the afternoon, like Colin Cowherd. He's on 3 hours a day. You know, they have those shows on 3 hours a day. So you could catch who has spent the most hours on television all time.
Dan Rather. I mean, he's still doing shows. He's still doing music interview shows.
Yeah.
On TV or just on?
Oh, on TV, on Axios or whatever it is.
Access TV.
That's it. Yeah.
Now,
they're good interviews.
Oh, I like him. He just turned 94.
90 something?
94 for Dan Rather. Still doing it. Still getting it. And I like those shows.
Still getting it
at 94.
Still getting it.
Oh, yeah. 94. He doesn't stop.
That should be the name of the show.
He doesn't stop. The most hours on TV, it might be Dan Rather, because he was on forever on the news, of course. But these guys host.
He was in Vietnam. I mean, he's been on TV since the 1960s, I believe.
Barbara Walters. She was on forever.
True.
And on The View and on. But if you've
got specials.
If you've got an every night show like the news guys, you're on all the time.
Yeah. You know? We talking longevity or number of hours?
I think number
just
of
pure
hours. It was Hugh Downs had the most number of hours on television at the time. Though this is a long, long time ago. Britt, you wanted to comment on this TV debate. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, y'all were just talking about the other day. At this point, it could be Rob Dyrdek for all the stuff with the ridiculousness and all that.
You know what? That's a great point.
Yeah.
That Kelly show does not know who he is or what the show is.
I don't know who that
you
is.
You just reported it got canceled after, you know,
46 seasons.
Yeah.
But he was on, there were times when MTV ran his show essentially 24 hours a day.
Yeah, they would have a ridiculousness weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he might be the man who's been on TV the most.
What's
the
name? MTV, I would think.
Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, you just, on 2 days ago, reported how it was canceled after 46 seasons, and we said it's been on all the time.
But it's only 14 years.
That's right.
And but he's on all the time.
And what did I say? I don't know who that is. Oh, I have the answer. I have it. The Guinness World Record. 16
most hours
most
on television.
Hours on television. 16,746 hours on TV. His career was 52 years.
Well, we know the name.
Absolutely. He's deceased. But he still holds the record for most hours on television. And it makes perfect.
Regis
Philbin.
Regis Philbin.
Because it's an hour a day. And he didn't miss much.
Daily Show.
Yeah. And he was on forever, and he did game shows, and he was on for a long time.
Yeah.
He was on cable long time. And then went
the nighttime game show.
Yes.
Oh, that didn't last too long.
16,746 hours by 2011 when he left television. And it averages out to roughly 1 hour per day for 52 years.
Mm.
And he hosted local shows and national programs, Live with Regis and Kelly, Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Others, he beat Hugh Downs' record. Hugh Downs went
How
to Sanglin. Now, coming on strong, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Daly, but Philbin's record still remains as the most.
Yeah, Daly was on MTV every day, and now he's on the Today Show every day.
Yeah.
And it was 58 years ago today that Phil Donahue began a talk show called Donahue locally in Dayton, Ohio, and then he went on to great success on television.
He became a superstar.
He's passed away now, too. But he was the first, really, that I knew of, and he would run from guest to guest.
Change the talk show game. Turn the lights on the audience more.
When I was hosting, I was emceeing an event this past weekend, and I sent my colleague and my co-host, Eric Chilton, out into the audience with a handheld microphone.
Really?
Yes.
To what end? What was the goal?
We were asking trivia questions.
I see.
So I'd ask the question, person, and there are probably, you know, 300 or 400 people there, would raise their hand. He'd run to them and get their answer. And as he was running, I'd say, "You look like Phil Donahue out there."
Crickets?
Big time. Nothing. I said, "Oh, my God, you're Phil Donahue." Mm-hmm. Nothing. Then I had a trivia question asking about Kamala Harris, and people left.
Yeah.
You walk the room, as they say?
And they seem to be more right-leaning.
After, yeah.
And I learned it. I asked the Kamala question, and many of them gave me the finger, and I said, okay, all right.
Well, if anyone were to describe you, reading the room is not one of your strong skills.
Never has been. Never has been. I do not read a room. Went in guns a-blazing with first of all, a Phil Donahue mm-hmm. reference.
Boom.
Nobody got it. And then a Kamala Harris trivia question. Nobody wanted to answer it.
Did you come up with the trivia questions, or did your partner come up with them, or are these just recycled from this show?
I came up with them. I asked all the trivia. I nailed one kid, man. He's like 16. I said, "I got a sports trivia question." He raised his hand. Eric ran over there to him. And I said, "The Toronto Blue Jays are playing in Game 7 of the World Series tonight." And I said, "What team did they?" And he said, "Dodgers." And I say, "Beat the last time they won the World Series."
Ooh.
Mic drop.
Sit down. God.
Hey, Chris, if I could speak to you for a minute. He's here with Make-A-Wish. What? Yeah. So I don't know if you want to apologize publicly.
His wish was Disney World. We couldn't afford it, so.
So
he's here watching you two old has-beens.
He's actually. So maybe I don't know if you want to sign something for him. And
boom! Sit down, loser. Let the old man finish the question.
Take that. 6-7. Hey, Chris.
While you're out there, Donahue, pants him.
Chris, if I could speak to you backstage for just a second. He's the guest of honor. What?
Man, I owned him.
Yeah.
I owned him out there. Like, oh yeah.
No.
He'll never get this one. Dodgers. Don't waste my time, I told him. No. That was a terrific trivia moment.
Yes. Uh-huh.